So there's an hour left to run in the show. We have no flashbacks this time, which some may find a relief. Others, I kind of enjoy the flashbacks, not just because it gives me kind of a break, but because I think they have not just historical significance, but they have a kind of they flesh out the present. And for some ways, maybe it's only for those who've experienced the past, but you're going to keep getting them anyway, I'm afraid, because not only do I think that, what I just said, but I think also that there are segments of the past that I haven't played or haven't even filed in accessible form that I want people to have access to as an archive. And this is a rather sneaky way of doing archives. Anyway, what you're going to hear next are the rest of the Saturday Food Not Bombs interviews that kind of happened and events that went down as I happened to be hanging out there yesterday. And then you're going to hear a longer discussion with Wes White of Salinas, who also spent time in Washington, D.C. at the Union of the Homeless National, co-founding, recreation, what you will, that happened last week. And that's going to be it for this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. We're going to end it with that. And hopefully, if you want to get in touch with me, you'll give me a call at 831-423-4833, which is also also a number you can use to contact Free Radio in case you want to become a part of Free Radio, or if you want to snatch the $300 reward for giving us information to lead us toward a studio. You're not going to get a $300 reward for the transmitter site if you have a clue on, as to where that might be, but you're certainly going to get a hearty handshake, if nothing else. So, I will be at the Red Church likely tomorrow. I show up there when they do their 6 o'clock meal. I guess the if Serge continues on schedule, he'll be doing a lived experiences of the homeless discussion immediately after the meal in the adjoining room of the Red Church at Lincoln and Cedar Streets. Not my favorite kind of thing, but other people find it valuable and interesting and worth going to, I guess. Tuesday is, of course, the shitty council meeting. That's at 10:30 is when the closed session. The city manager's critique comes up. You don't get to hear him being critiqued, and they're not going to listen to you much, but you do have an opportunity to put your concerns on record, as well as about the city attorney. And then at noon, the regular afternoon session happens. That's where we'll find out whether they can restore the agenda forcing process to its proper or its usual or its better place at the end of the city council agenda. That's going to be one of the first items on that afternoon agenda. And the last item will be discussion of the rent data, which the city council presumably is going to start gathering. I mean, that's the point, unless they get delayed into talking about it further. And it's going to be delayed because the entire month of July and part of August is no city council meetings. Relief for some of us who have to follow this idiocy, but not for those who are waiting for action from the city council. And on Wednesday is the Conscience in Action meeting at 11 o'clock at the Sub Rosa Cafe. That's at the Bike Church, or I should say next to the Bike Church at 703 Pacific, followed by the Huff meeting, which is usually around 12:30, although it's slated for 12, where we're going to be chewing over what to do next around issues like bathrooms, campgrounds, city council buffoonery and bullshittery, and educating the community in more direct theatrical ways that aren't just theatrical, but also involve a sort of form of direct action from the conscience, hence the name of the group. And then Thursday I'll be back at 6 o'clock with another one of these shows, unless, as I always say, I learn better. So join me then. But here's more stuff from first Food Not Bombs and then Wes White, I should say, the Food Not Bombs arena of discussion, which involves a lot of community and some reportedly very good food, free food too. Come on down there today, 4 to 6, at the corner of Water and Pacific.